Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am so excited about today because we have so much amazing and fun stuff going on in the Twin Cities. They've got the gymnastics trial. And while I did not score tickets, I am having fun watching the Facebook post by Nika Sitterstrom and Cindy Chapman. And they've got photos of Simone Biles and Suni and all the great gymnasts who are in our town flipping around the stadium and trying to make sure they get to Paris and represent our country in the Olympics. So many little boys and girls are there watching them and hoping one day to be in their shoes or be barefoot on the mat. And, you know, we've got the Pride Parade and Festival going on downtown. So it is just electric and alive. I was taking my daughter Cameron to the beauty shop this morning over at Salon Concepts. And she was visiting with Miss Marcia to get her hair all cute today. And she's looking all fancy and sassy for church tomorrow. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I? Oh, man, we got a lot going on. Hennepin is backed up. It feels so good to see all the people walking and hanging out and enjoying our city. Downtown Minneapolis is so alive. And one of the other things that I've really enjoyed is watching the vendors. Small business owners who are taking advantage of all this foot traffic, who are out selling their wares and their product, whether it is something you can eat or put on your body, they are out there and folks are spending money. Transactions legally are being made. And as a small business owner myself, I know how important it is that we take advantage of these opportunities. We get out there, we sell our products, we make new customers, we create new connections and partnerships. And so when I saw that they've got the tents out and the small business owners and Meet Minneapolis and Jonathan Weinhagen over at the Chamber, you know, the whole team, they were very strategic and making sure that when these people came to our great city, that they met some of our best small business owners. And these small business owners were able to benefit from the increased folks downtown. And so I said, you know what? I need to talk to Nika Anuma. She is the lady who made Andrew shoe cake for his graduation. Right. Y'all know Andrew is like a sneakerhead. And so Cameron, his sister, who is like the brains of the family, said, let's make a shoe cake for Andrew for his graduation. And so I went to Sweet Heaven by Nay. That's her company. And she did a shoe that was so amazing. I didn't want to eat it. Like, I didn't want to cut it. It was so pretty. It looked exactly like Andrew's favorite pair of powder blue and black shoes. And so I saw her, I follow her on social media, and I saw her with the tent and all the new customers she's getting, and she's down there, she's hanging out, she's on Nicolette and 8th Street, right down the street from the station, and she's selling all this good, sweet stuff, and they're shouting her out, and that's more customers, more foot traffic, and also more online traffic. So I said, let me bring her on. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. NECA, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta. I appreciate this so much.
Now, your business has just been so blessed. I've been watching these Facebook posts, and I tell you, the way I have been shouting every time I see a new customer at your tent, you making a new connection, you were posing with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. He came by to visit you, and you're right off of Nicolette and 8th Street. You've got a white tent and this decorated girl. When I say you know how to set up a tent, baby, you know how to set up a tent.
You got
all the stuff in there, and I mean, it is amazing. So talk to me about this, because I want to know what the process was like. Did you have to apply to be down there? Did they make selections? Tell me all about it.
Yes, that's a good question. So, you know, human connection is so important. Relationships and building relationships is so important. So Mitch Berthune is one of the ladies. She's the lady who curated the Promenade du Nord, which is the markets that's happening here for the Olympic trials.
Yes.
So she actually invited all the vendors that she has. She does all these markets throughout the cities. And so I've worked with her multiple times in the past. And so she invited me to be a vendor at this event. So I'm fortunate.
Okay.
Yes,
that is a blessing, because a lot of times we don't get that seat at the table. You know, we find out about these opportunities after it's over. We don't know the people. We don't know who to talk to. And we're not in those circles, and we're not making those connections. So I'm just so glad and excited that they went into a room, closed the door, and said your name. Now, what's the process been like, you know, getting ready? Because, you know, you may be the representation of our city for somebody. And I saw
That's
your
true.
Booth, and it is amazing. And girl, when I tell you, you are representing Minneapolis, you are representing Minneapolis.
I appreciate that. I'm sure trying. Yeah, it's been a lot of prep going on. You know, you have to get your insurance in order, some health. So I'm a food business, obviously. So I had some health department requirements I had to make sure I took care of. Purchasing a tent, and all those kind of things, making sure I had enough products available for the amount of foot traffic that we're having here. So it's certainly been a lot of preparation, but I would say it's paying off.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out what you're selling, who you're seeing, if you've made any famous sightings, any, you know, if I don't know if Simone Biles came by and got a little macaroon. I need the scoop on what you're selling, who you've seen, and what you have available for folks after this event is over, because you're a part of this community, you're a small business owner, we're not going anywhere, and I want to make sure we highlight you when we come back. I'm talking to my sister NECA Anoma from Sweet Heaven by Nay, trying to figure out what's going on in downtown Minneapolis. That's where she is, at the Promenade, featuring small business owners who are meeting and greeting and making connections and selling their wares in downtown Minneapolis today, through tomorrow, as we have hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be downtown. For Pride, for gymnastics, for any number of things that are going on in our city. And you're there, and you're selling your stuff from Sweet Heaven by Nay. And I can tell you how delicious your treats are. You make specialty cake. You make so much stuff, first of all. You make
so much
stuff. But, girl, your cakes, your specialty cakes are just amazing.
And
I have long admired your craftsmanship and how you put these cakes together. And people say, you know, I want a butterfly cake. And then the next thing you know, two, 3 days later, it's a cake. And it was just like a butterfly. And so when my son was graduating from high school, my daughter Cameron knew he was a sneakerhead. And honey, she got her little boss lady on and looked you up online. And the next thing I know, I turn around and she's leaving you a voice message. She's like, hello, this is Cameron.
She was so sweet.
And girl, we picked that cake up and brought it here. And I tell you, it was the star of the show. People were taking, they weren't taking pictures with Andrew. They were taking pictures with the cake because it was just so amazing. And in fact, one of the kids' favorite shows is a popular cooking show called Is It Cake, where people take the cake and it looks like a regular item and they put it right next to it and they try to judge like which one is really cake. And so and so we would go play it with Andrew's shoes, but he didn't want us to cut his shoe with a knife. So you know, these kids, they don't want any creases in their shoes. So he would not let us play Is It Cake with his shoe. But you know, when we, it wasn't just beautiful when we cut into it, it is delicious. And you have so many products out there again today through tomorrow. They're calling it the Promenade. But it's vendor fair. It's vendor fair. I don't know why we get fancy. Instead of saying meat tray, we say charcuterie board. And instead of saying vendor fair, we're saying promenade. So small business owners are lined up on Nicolet. You're right off of 8th in Minneapolis, so that you can take advantage of all this foot traffic that's down there.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
Sweet Heaven by Nay has an amazing and gorgeous booth. I was just licking the TV when I saw the macaroons, but what else do you have out there available?
Yes, I do have. So, you know, everything is Paris themed since this is about the, you know, Paris Olympics. So we got the French macarons. We also have chocolate chip cookies, chocolate chip walnut cookies. I have my cakes in a jar. It's a new product that I just started offering to my clients.
I saw that. Okay. Yes. You got to tell me about the cake in the jar now.
Yes, so the cakes in a jar, there's three flavors. There's a strawberry one, a chocolate hazelnut, and a vanilla. And it has layers of buttercream and lots of different cookie pieces in there. We also have chinchin. Chinchin is a Nigerian cookie made with vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. That's actually my husband's product, but I always offer his snack item at my booths as well. So we have lots of sweet items. So I also have my own small apron line. So I always have my aprons available for sale. They come with a free gift, super durable, very functional. So I have lots of different things available for folks to come on down and check it out.
Okay, now, when folks come down there and they see your booth, what is the one thing that's going to stick out the most? Because I want them to be able to find you, because there's a lot of stuff going on. What's your color theme? What's your color theme? Give it to school.
Yes, so hot pink. Look for the pink booth. I am also colorfully dressed, so you will not be able to miss me at all. I've got my hot pink T-shirt, my hot pink earrings, my shiny silver sneakers. So I'm not hard to miss at all.
I love the way that you theme everything, from, you know, the cake and the presentations to how you wrap stuff up. You just have a spirit of excellence, and everything is so beautiful. Is that just a gift? Have you always been like that with everything you do? It's just like everything is like ta-da. It's like how you ta-da the shoes, and you ta-da the outfit, and you ta-da everything.
That is my mom showing up in me. Yeah, I've just always been into little details. I'm definitely all about my packaging. I want people to see the beauty in what I offer, but I also want them to taste. There's a lot of healing in food, right? So I want them to experience a lot of different things. I'm all about my flavor. So my treats, you never have bland treats for me. But I do also want them, when you purchase something from me, if you're purchasing it for someone else, I want them to feel like really special just receiving it and seeing it, in addition to eating it and just having a really good time all around.
Yeah. And so, you know, for folks who can't get out there this weekend, whether they are working or they've got chores at home, because, you know, it's been raining. So a lot of people are taking this morning to finally clean up from, you know, the storms we've been having. And they say, you know, I can't get downtown. I don't have tickets. I don't want to be in a crowd. But, you know, this sounds amazing. I've got a baby shower coming up. You know, we've got a graduation from college this summer. We've got a 50th birthday party, or my parents' 25th wedding anniversary. Talk to me about how they can get in touch with you and where they can see some of the work that you do.
Yes, so they can always reach out to me on social media, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube and my Instagram. My Instagram is my most active. My handle is at Sweet Heaven by NNE. They can email me at info@sweetheavenbynne.com. They can also call or text me at 612-234-2724.
All right, give me that number again, because folks are texting me. Deidre here in Slack is texting me. People be acting like we talking, and they sitting in the living room, and they just get to texting me and asking me questions about what you do and how they can reach out to you. So give me the number again, because I'm literally typing it up. These people, something else. Okay, go ahead, girl.
Yeah, the number is 612-234-2724.
Okay, now Deidre here in Slack
says
she is headed to Mississippi. She can't call you. She wants to know if you have a website that she can go to, because she wants to see some of these cakes.
Thank you very much. I do also have a website. It's www.sweetheavenbynne.com.
Okay, sweetheavenbynne.com. That
Correct.
Is the website. You are Nneka Anuma, and I am just so excited for you. Talk to me before you go about what it means for your business to be out there among all these other businesses when these events and all this foot traffic is going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ms. Shaletta. I really do appreciate you. It means a lot to me. You know, as a small business owner, as a working mom, as a woman of color, there's so much that the cities has to offer, right? And oftentimes when it comes to Black businesses, we're not often seen. So to be able to get the opportunity to be a part of something so big like this really means it's such an honor and such a pleasure for me to be able to kind of represent my community and so much good that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. And it also shows folks that we have something to offer. Thank you so much for being here, for being on the show. And I'm going to try to get there early in the morning on the way to church so I can pick up some sweet treats. And so save me some of those cakes in a jar, in a can. I don't know. What are you calling it, girl? Okay.
Cake in a jar.
I want it. Yes. I want to put me some to the side. Don't let them buy all of them, girl.
I got you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I am so excited about today because we have so much amazing and fun stuff going on in the Twin Cities. They've got the gymnastics trial. And while I did not score tickets, I am having fun watching the Facebook post by Nneka Sederstrom and Cindy Chapman. And they've got photos of Simone Biles and Suni and all the great gymnasts who are in our town flipping around the stadium and trying to make sure they get to Paris and represent our country in the Olympics. So many little boys and girls are there watching them and hoping one day to be in their shoes or be barefoot on the mat. And, you know, we've got the Pride Parade and Festival going on downtown. So it is just electric and alive. I was taking my daughter Cameron to the beauty shop this morning over at Salon Concepts. And she was visiting with Miss Marcia to get her hair all cute today. And she's looking all fancy and sassy for church tomorrow. And I was like, what is going on? Why am I? Oh, man, we got a lot going on. Hennepin is backed up. It feels so good to see all the people walking and hanging out and enjoying our city. Downtown Minneapolis is so alive. And one of the other things that I've really enjoyed is watching the vendors. Small business owners who are taking advantage of all this foot traffic, who are out selling their wares and their product, whether it is something you can eat or put on your body, they are out there and folks are spending money. Transactions legally are being made. And as a small business owner myself, I know how important it is that we take advantage of these opportunities. We get out there, we sell our products, we make new customers, we create new connections and partnerships. And so when I saw that they've got the tents out and the small business owners and Meet Minneapolis and Jonathan Weinhagen over at the Chamber, you know, the whole team, they were very strategic and making sure that when these people came to our great city, that they met some of our best small business owners. And these small business owners were able to benefit from the increased folks downtown. And so I said, you know what? I need to talk to Neka Anuma. She is the lady who made Andrew shoe cake for his graduation. Right. Y'all know Andrew is like a sneakerhead. And so Cameron, his sister, who is like the brains of the family, said, let's make a shoe cake for Andrew for his graduation. And so I went to Sweet Heaven by Nay. That's her company. And she did a shoe that was so amazing. I didn't want to eat it. Like, I didn't want to cut it. It was so pretty. It looked exactly like Andrew's favorite pair of powder blue and black shoes. And so I saw her, I follow her on social media, and I saw her with the tent and all the new customers she's getting, and she's down there, she's hanging out, she's on Nicolette and 8th Street, right down the street from the station, and she's selling all this good, sweet stuff, and they're shouting her out, and that's more customers, more foot traffic, and also more online traffic. So I said, let me bring her on. She's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Neka, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Ms. Shaletta. I appreciate this so much.
Now, your business has just been so blessed. I've been watching these Facebook posts, and I tell you, the way I have been shouting every time I see a new customer at your tent, you making a new connection, you were posing with the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry. He came by to visit you, and you're right off of Nicolette and 8th Street. You've got a white tent and it's decorated. Girl, when I say you know how to set up a tent, baby, you know how to set up a tent.
Thank you.
The stuff in there, and I mean, it is amazing. So talk to me about this, because I want to know what the process was like. Did you have to apply to be down there? Did they make selections? Tell me all about it.
Yes, that's a good question. So, you know, human connection is so important. Relationships and building relationships is so important. So Mitch Berthune is one of the ladies. She's the lady who curated the Promenade du Nord, which is the markets that's happening here for the Olympic trials. So she actually invited all the vendors that she has. She does all these markets throughout the cities. And so I've worked with her multiple times in the past. And so she invited me to be a vendor at this event. So I'm fortunate.
Okay. That is a blessing, because a lot of times we don't get that seat at the table. You know, we find out about these opportunities after it's over. We don't know the people. We don't know who to talk to. And we're not in those circles, and we're not making those connections. So I'm just so glad and excited that they went into a room, closed the door, and said your name. Now, what's the process been like, you know, getting ready? Because, you know, you may be the representation of our city for somebody. And I saw
That's
your
true.
Booth, and it is amazing. And girl, when I tell you, you are representing Minneapolis, you are representing Minneapolis.
I appreciate that. I'm sure trying. Yeah, it's been a lot of prep going on. You know, you have to get your insurance in order, some health. So I'm a food business, obviously. So I had some health department requirements I had to make sure I took care of. Purchasing a tent, and all those kind of things, making sure I had enough products available for the amount of foot traffic that we're having here. So it's certainly been a lot of preparation, but I would say it's paying off.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to find out what you're selling, who you're seeing, if you've made any famous sightings, any, you know, if I don't know if Simone Biles came by and got a little macaroon. I need to scoop on what you're selling, who you've seen, and what you have available for folks after this event is over, because you're a part of this community, you're a small business owner, we're not going anywhere, and I want to make sure we highlight you when we come back. I'm talking to my sister Nneka Onoma from Sweet Heaven by Nay, trying to figure out what's going on in downtown Minneapolis. That's where she is, at the promenade, featuring small business owners who are meeting and greeting and making connections and selling their wares in downtown Minneapolis today, through tomorrow, as we have hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be downtown. For Pride, for gymnastics, for any number of things that are going on in our city. And you're there and you're selling your stuff from Sweet Heaven by Nay. And I can tell you how delicious your treats are. You make specialty cake. You make so much stuff, first of all. You make much stuff. But, girl, your cakes, your specialty cakes are just amazing.
And
I have long admired your craftsmanship and how you put these cakes together. And people say, you know, I want a butterfly cake. And then the next thing you know, 2-3 days later, it's a cake, and it was just like a butterfly. And so when my son was graduating from high school, my daughter Cameron knew he was a sneakerhead, and honey, she got her little boss lady on and looked you up online, and the next thing I know, I turn around and she's leaving you a voice message. She's like, hello, this is Cameron.
She was so sweet.
And girl, we picked that cake up and brought it here, and I tell you, it was the star of the show. People were taking they weren't taking pictures with Andrew. They were taking pictures with the cake because it was just so amazing. And in fact, one of the kids' favorite shows is a popular cooking show called Is It Cake, where people take the cake and it looks like a regular item and they put it right next to it and they try to judge like which one is really cake. And so and so we would go play it with Andrew's shoes, but he didn't want us to cut his shoe with a knife. So you know, these kids, they don't want any creases in their shoes. So he would not let us play Is It Cake with his shoe. But you know, when we, it wasn't just beautiful, when we cut into it, it is delicious. And you have so many products out there, again today through tomorrow. They're calling it the promenade. But it's vendor fair. It's vendor fair. I don't know why we get fancy. Instead of saying meat tray, we say charcuterie board. And instead of saying vendor fair, we're saying promenade. So small business owners are lined up on Nicolet. You're right off of 8th in Minneapolis, so that you can take advantage of all this foot traffic that's down there.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Sweet Heaven by Nay has an amazing and gorgeous booth. I was just licking the TV when I saw the macaroons, but what else do you have out there available?
Yes, I do have. So, you know, everything is Paris themed, since this is about the, you know, Paris Olympics. So we got the French macaroons. We also have chocolate chip cookies, chocolate chip walnut cookies. I have my cakes in a jar. It's a new product that I just started offering to my clients.
I saw that. Okay.
Yes.
You got to tell me about the cake in the jar now.
Yes. So the cakes in a jar, there's three flavors. There's a strawberry one, a chocolate hazelnut, and a vanilla. And it has layers of buttercream and lots of different cookie pieces in there.
We also have Chinchin. Chinchin is a Nigerian cookie made with vanilla, cinnamon, and nutmeg. That's actually my husband's product, but I always offer his snack item at my booths as well. So we have lots of sweet items. So I also have my own small apron line. So I always have my aprons available for sale. They come with a free gift, super durable, very functional. Yeah, so I have lots of different things available for folks to come on down and check it out.
Okay, now, when folks come down there and they see your booth, what is the one thing that's going to stick out the most? Because I want them to be able to find you, because there's a lot of stuff going on. What's your color theme? What's your color theme? Give it a scoop.
Yes, so hot pink. Look for the pink booth. I am also colorfully dressed, so you will not be able to miss me at all. I've got my hot pink t-shirt, my hot pink earrings, my shiny silver sneakers. So I'm not hard to miss.
I love the way that you theme everything, from, you know, the cake and the presentations, to how you wrap stuff up. You just have a spirit of excellence, and everything is so beautiful. Is that just a gift? Have you always been like that with everything you do? It's just like everything is like, ta-da. It's like how you ta-da the shoes, and you ta-da the outfit, and you ta-da everything.
That is my mom showing up in me. Yeah, I've just always been into little details. I'm definitely all about my packaging. I want people to see the beauty in what I offer, but I also want them to taste. There's a lot of healing in food, right? So I want them to experience a lot of different things. I'm all about my flavor. So my treats, you never have bland treats for me. But I do also want them, when you purchase something from me, if you're purchasing it for someone else, I want them to feel like really special just receiving it and seeing it, in addition to eating it and just having a really good time all around.
Yeah. And so, you know, for folks who can't get out there this weekend, whether they are working or they've got chores at home, because, you know, it's been raining. So a lot of people are taking this morning to finally clean up from, you know, the storms we've been having. And they say, you know, I can't get downtown. I don't have tickets. I don't want to be in a crowd. But, you know, this sounds amazing. I've got a baby shower coming up. You know, we've got a graduation from college this summer. We've got a 50th birthday party, or my parents' 25th wedding anniversary. Talk to me about how they can get in touch with you and where they can see some of the work that you do.
Yes, so they can always reach out to me on social media, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and my Instagram. My Instagram is my most active. My handle is at Sweet Heaven by NNE. They can email me at info@sweetheavenbynne.com. They can also call or text me at 612-234-2724.
All right, give me that number again, because folks are texting me. Deidre here in Slack is texting me. People be acting like we talking and they sitting in the living room and they just get to texting me and asking me questions about what you do and how they can reach out to you. So give me the number again, because I'm literally typing it up. These people, something else. Okay, go ahead, girl.
Yeah, the number is 612-234-2724.
Okay, now Deidre here in Slack
says
she is headed to Mississippi. She can't call you. She wants to know if you have a website that she can go to, because she wants to see some of these cakes.
Thank you very much. I do also have a website. It's www.sweetheavenbynne.com.
Okay, sweetheavenbynne.com. That
Correct.
Is the website. You are Nneka Anuma, and I am just so excited for you. Talk to me before you go about what it means for your business to be out there among all these other businesses when these events and all this foot traffic is going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ms. Shaletta. I really do appreciate you. It means a lot
to me. You know, as a small business owner, as a working mom, as a woman of color, it's there's so much that the cities has to offer, right? And oftentimes when it comes to Black businesses, we're not often seen. So to be able to get the opportunity to be a part of something so big like this really means it's such an honor and it's such a pleasure for me to be able to kind of represent my community and so much good that comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. And it also shows folks that we have something to offer. Thank you so much for being here, for being on the show. And I'm going to try to get there early in the morning on the way to church so I can pick up some sweet treats. And so save me some of those cakes in a jar, in a can. I don't know. What do you call it, girl? Okay.
Cake in a jar.
I want it. Yes. I want it. Put me some to the side. Don't let them buy all of them, girl.
I got you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.